Klokken er 9:40.
Novinarien.
Novinarien.
That was the Shadow Chancellor's description.
Deutschland hätte dafür 125 Milliarden
Euro. Novinarien.
Dnevni pregled pisanja svetskih, regionalnih i domaćih medija. Novinarenje.
Radio Beograd 1.
Ne, niste greškom prebacili na duge talase. Ovo je bilo 9:40 na danskom jeziku. Zašto na danskom? Zato što danas imamo u poseti troje danskih studenata novinarstva, tako da ćemo evo ovih prvih 10 minuta emisije Novinarenje malo da popričamo sa njima. Biće to jedna vežba ne iz danskog, već iz engleskog, dakle pravit ćemo jedan prevod, ne simultani, već odloženi, kako bi se svi lepo razumeli. Mi ćemo sada da pozdravimo Idu Kjelbi, Natali Havgor i Jona Eriksena. So guys, just say hi.
Hi.
Yeah. Ida, Natali i Jon došli su u naš grad u okviru studentske razmjene, studenti novinarstva koji su želili da dođu u našu zemlju. Jako lepo od njih. Posle ćemo pričati o njihovim specifičnim projektima koji oni pišu ovde u Beogradu, ali za početak hajde da ih pitamo zašto su izabrali Srbiju i zanimljivo je da su tražili baš da dođu u Radio Beograd, pa zašto su i izabrali Radio Beograd. So guys, why did you decide to come to Serbia and especially why did you decide to visit our humble radio?
Well, thank you very much for having us here. Basically, we're just kind of curious about Serbia. To be honest, we don't know that much about neither Serbia nor Belgrade. So we're just sort of exploring. At the moment, we're all studying journalism in Denmark. So we're here doing some magazines with different subjects.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and by radio?
Excuse me?
By radio. Zašto radio?
Why radio?
Why Radio Belgrade?
Well, it's obviously an honor to be here. And well, I guess that it's just... it's a way of communicating somehow. I'm not quite sure.
I guess it's not that common to have Danes in the radio here in Belgrade, so maybe you thought it was fun for us to visit you.
Excellent. Dakle, Jon i Natali kažu da su došli u Srbiju zato što jednostavno ne znaju mnogo o Srbiji u Beogradu, da ih je dovela znatiželja, da ni sami ne znaju šta ih je tačno dovelo, ali su da su došli dakle u zemlju u kojoj su želi da saznaju više, a kad je reč o tome zašto Radio Beograd, zato što su pretpostavili da će to biti jedan zanimljiv susret. Another thing I want to ask you is how people are informed, are they very well informed in Denmark about happenings in Southeastern Europe? Because we are often talking here that not so many people in the West is well acquainted with our problems, and if they would understand the situation better, then they might help us more. Pitam studenti iz Danske koliko se stanovništvo u Danskoj, koliko je upoznato sa dešavanjima u našem regionu, budući da se kod nas često smatra da zapadni mediji ne prenose dovoljno, odnosno da ne prenose dovoljno objektivno situaciju kod nas. So, Ida.
Yeah, like Jon just said, we're actually unfortunately not very well informed about what's going on in here. And I think that's what we've all been very surprised by when we got here, like what what Belgrade is like and what Serbia is like in Denmark, as far as I'm concerned. I only read about like sports, your handball team, which we fortunately sometimes beat, yeah, and Novak Djokovic, and then some in Denmark in the newspapers. They're often written about asylum seekers that want to live in Denmark. So we get informed when they don't get it and are being sent back home here to Serbia. So I think that's what I'm reading about.
Vrlo zanimljivo je. Ono što Ida kaže, to je da, naravno, kao što smo i pretpostavljali, građani Danske nisu pretredno informisani o događajima ovde, ali da postoji nekoliko tema o kojima se može čitati u tamošnjim novinama, u medijima generalno, prvenstveno to je sport. Zanimljivo je da je Ida pomenula rukomet, odnosno rukometni tim Srbije koji je igrao sa Danskom, kako ona kaže, čega se ona seća. čuli ste da je pomenula i Novaka, a da je jedna od tema u kojima se provlače Srbija u njihovim medijima, to su oni koji traže azil, koji traže azil i bivaju vraćeni, dakle to je ono što Dance kao takve zanima. Sada ćemo da popričamo malo o njihovim zaista interesantnim projektima koje su došle, koji su, zbog kojih su došli ovde. So guys, just tell us about your projects. You're working on three different topics for your college. Maybe one of the typical ones is maybe Belgrade's nightlife. Ida.
Yeah, that's me again. Yeah, my group, we before we got here, we sort of researched on Belgrade, and we found out that it was rewarded the best nightlife by Lonely Planet, I think, in 2009. And I was very surprised. I'm kind of a party girl myself in Copenhagen, so I wanted to see what you contribute with here in Belgrade. So yeah, my group, we're making this magazine, so we've been kind of busy during the nights here.
So what's your conclusion?
Our conclusion is that you have a very various nightlife, and I think you're very friendly in your nightlife, and it's very easy to, how do you explain it? Like, it's very easy to feel welcome and and to, yeah, just basically have fun.
And the quality of it?
I think the quality is very high. You have different niches, like you have different clubs that plays certain kind of music, so you There is a bit for everyone, I think, which is very cool.
Da. Ideja je došla da priča, dakle, njen projekat za fakultet je da piše o noćnom životu u Beogradu, budući da su pročitali da je Beograd jedan od prestonica noćnog života u Evropi i, kako kaže i sama u Danskoj, jako voli da izlazi i vrlo je zadovoljna noćnom scenom ovde. Kaže da u Beogradu ima vrlo različitih klubova, tako da ima za svakog ponešto i da je u Beogradu, ako dođete zaista kao stranac, moguće osetiti se vrlo komforno i kao da ste kod kuće. Natalie, you're working on the different project?
Yeah. The magazine my group is making is called Belgrade Upcoming, because we think Belgrade is the new Berlin. It could be a new, very exciting city, and you have many new projects here. So we have been going out to see some architecture, some culture. We went to the Fashion Week. Mm-hmm. We just had such one, if I don't know if you know. And we have been exploring the city. Like, I don't think Serbians would do it, but like Scandinavians would like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have found some good places.
I think. Up and coming in what way? As a culture city or as an economical or whatever? Yeah,
both. Mm-hmm. I'm just working on the culture stuff, but we have some guys who is working on economics and politics. I don't know that much about it yet, but it's not that upcoming. Our conclusion is in the politics, but more like in culture.
So, ono što kaže Natalia, ona je došla da piše o tome da je Beograd grad koji se probija na kulturnoj mapi Evrope. Njen prijatelj piše o tome kako je Beograd takođe sve važniji i u ekonomskom smislu, nadamo se da su u pravu, i Natali kaže da je zainteresovana prvenstveno za, dakle, kulturne događaje, arhitekturu. So what have you seen so far?
We saw the Fashion Week. Mm-hmm. We went to a Mixer House. Mm-hmm. It's a new place for architecture, design, and cultural events. And we also went to the Savamala district. Mm-hmm. It should be up and coming among artists. And today we're going to see a design district called Kumi, I think it is. And we have been to some fancy restaurants.
Da. That's gastronomical culture. Natalia kaže, dakle, bili su na Fashion Weeku, bili su u Savamaloj i bili su u Mikseru. Vreme da predstavimo i našeg trećeg gosta, to je Jon. Jon, you're writing about Belgrade from which angle?
My group is focusing on what it's like to be an artist in Belgrade. Mm-hmm. So we've done some interviews with both students and guys that graduated from the Faculty of Fine Arts here in Belgrade, and just listening to some of their challenges and, yeah, well, basically they say that people won't buy art, and that's a big problem for them. But they do their art well just to well for their own sake, basically. But still, they want to make a living. So they want to sort of educate the population in order to get them to, well, know much more about art and don't be so afraid of it. That's what they typically say, that the common people in Belgrade are sort of afraid of art, even though it's free. If you're going to a gallery, it's free, but people just don't get in there. They sort of feel alienated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was just some of the issues that they're dealing with at the moment.
I on kaže da je došao da piše o tome kakva je atmosfera među umetnicima u Beogradu i koliko je teško biti umetnik koji pokušava da živi od svog rada u Beogradu, koliko je teško, već razgovarao sa mnogim od njih, koliko je uopšte teško prodati svoja dela. Mi ćemo ovdje pauzirati naš razgovor, budući da smo upravo dobili posljednju vest sa predsjedništva Srpske napredne stranke, pa ćemo je pročitati za par sekundi. Dakle, evo vesti sa predstavništva Srpske napredne stranke. Predstavništvo SNS predlaže vladi Srbije da ne potpiše sporazum iz Brisela i da traži hitan nastavak dijaloga. Predstavništvo SNS zaključilo je da predloži vladi da ne potpisuje sporazum koji, kako je rekao lider stranke Aleksandar Vučić, nismo ni vidjeli i čiji pojedini dijelovi ne uvažavaju ni minimum nacionalnih interesa, ali da zatraži hitan nastavak dijaloga sa Prištinom. Odugovlačenje, taktiziranje i gubljenje vremena nikome ne odgovara, ni u Beogradu, ni u Prištini, ni Srbima na Kosovu i Metohiji, rekao je Vučić. Dakle, da ponovimo još jednom, SNS kaže ne potpisati sporazum ovakav kakav jeste, ali da nastaviti dijalog. To je bila vest. Naravno, govorit ćemo o reakcijama na nju već od vesti u 10 pa nadalje. Posle 10 kreće i magazin Talasanje. Mi ćemo da porazgovaramo još malo sa Idom, Natali i Jonom. Ono što mene zanima za kraj je kakav je položaj javnog servisa u Danskoj, budući da sam bio pre par godina u jednom predavanju na prezentaciji danske televizije i zaista sam bio impresioniran onime što javni servis radi u Danskoj. Neke vrlo, vrlo zanimljive emisije, nešto što bi čovjek očekivao od mnogo drugačijih medija, ne od javnog servisa. Guys, I've been recently on the presentation from the Danish television. I saw some very interesting shows, and I was convinced that you guys in Denmark have very top quality program from the national broadcaster. So are the young people in Denmark listening to the national radio, watching the public TV? And what is the secret of success, if there is success?
I think Danish young people listen very much to radio. The radio is a very popular media. You can hear some new music, and the radio hosts are often very funny, so it's very popular. And also we see a lot of television, both Danish and American TV mm-hmm. series and movies. So we use the medias a lot. Also read newspapers and magazines.
Mm-hmm. I Natalie kaže da je to tačno, da mladi jako vole da slušaju radio i da gledaju televiziju, da između ostalog zbog serija, kako danskih, tako i američkih, koje se emituju na televiziji. I za kraj ih pitamo šta žele da rade dalje u karijeri, budući da su odlučili da se bave ovim poslom. So, what is your vision of future? Do you plan of working in Denmark, in which type of media, new media, traditional media? A short circle, Jan?
I'm mainly doing web journalism. At the moment, it's in Danish, actually, mm-hmm. at the Danish Broadcasting Corporation.
Yeah, you would like to stay there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would, but perhaps if, I have to improve my English in writing if I'm going to work as a freelance journalist mm-hmm. Abroad. But, well, yeah, there are just so many possibilities at the moment. well, if your English is okay.
Is good enough.
Yeah.
Vrlo zanimljivo. I on kaže da on trenutno sarađuje sa javnim servisom u Danskoj na internet portalu, da piše za njih, evo već kao student, i da postoji mnogo prilika za novinare koji, ako znaju perfektno engleski, da rade kao freelanceri, dakle da rade za sebe, što je zaista perfektan posao, ko se o tome snađe. Good luck to you, Jon, and Ida.
Yeah, I have a background in law, so I'm still trying to find my right spot. So now I'm doing this journalism, but I'm definitely going to work in Denmark. But I think that you can combine both academic degrees and other other courses and together with journalism. I think then you have a very interesting profile, both for hosts and maybe political like commentators on TV shows. So that's what I'm trying to find a niche there between law and journalism.
Ida kaže da ona studira pravo i da bi volela da se bavi paralelno, dakle, i da razvije akademsku karijeru i novinarsku karijeru i da postoji mnogo lepih profesija poput analitičara gde se to spaja. I Natalie?
Yeah, I have a background in cultural studies, so I guess my way will be to combine that and be a journalist in culture topics.
Da. I Natalie zanima kultura, to je kratko i jasno. Sada došlo vreme da se zahvalimo našim gostima. Ida Kjelbi, Natalie Havgor i Jon Eriksen, studenti iz Danske. Nemojte se čuditi ako vidite njih nekog od ovih dana u Beogradu sa blockchainom ili sa laptopom kako pišu svoje projekte. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Novinarenje. Dnevni pregled pisanja svetskih, regionalnih i domaćih medija. Novinarenje. Radio Beograd 1.
Pusti priču. Pusti priču.
Talasanje.
Šetnje.
U ovom trenutku.
Pusti priču.
Talasanje.
Srbija bi do leta trebalo da dobije zakon o uzbunjivačima. Takozvani duvači u pištaljku su zbog prijavljivanja korupcije gubili posao i bili izloženi raznim pritiscima. Kakvu će zaštitu imati u buduće? Talasanje, ponedeljak od 11 do 12 časova. Autorka Dijana Ivanov-Kadić, Radio Beograd 1.
Hipertenzija, visok krvni pritisak ili tihi ubica. To je tema zdravstvene tribine emisije U središtu pažnje. Ukoliko se javite na 011-322-5299, naše gošće, doktorke Zorana Vasiljević i Nataša Mickovski, rado će odgovarati i na vaše pitanja. Emisiju U središtu pažnje od 17 časova vodi Olivera Simić-Milošević.
Vreme da odjavimo emisiju, pre toga još jedan put vest koja je za sada vest dana, a to je da predstavništvo Srpske napredne stranke predlaže vladi Srbije da ne potpiše sporazum iz Brisela u onoj formi u kojoj se o njemu razgovaralo u osmoj rundi dijaloga. Vlada ima rok do danas da da formalan odgovor Briselu. Slušat ćemo naravno u tome još mnogo. Sada je 2 minuta do 10 sati. U 10 sati na našem programu Vesti, u 10.05 magazin Talasanje. Ostanite uz Radio Beograd.